So my name is Katrina Horsbrough. I am a haematology medicine of the elderly nurse practitioner. It's like a specialist nursing role. I've always been interested in sort of long-term conditions and palliative care and things like that. So it's a lovely job, actually. It's really, really nice. It's a nice team and it's quite a close-knit team. Obviously, in haematology, cases don't work out the way that you thought they were going to work out. And sometimes at the very young people. And so I think to work with those things, you have to be quite a close-knit team. You have to sort of be aware of each other and each other's emotional well-being and things like that. So, yeah. So I think one of the things that we should say to new entrants into the NHS is value your break. And people find it really easy to give it up because it's so frantic a lot of the time. And people eventually start pushing it back and pushing it back. So I think value your break, and however you want to spend it is it's yours, you know. So if you want to put headphones in because you value peace and quiet, or you just want to watch your programme, you know, do that and have half an hour of or 15 minutes or whatever it is of just being yourself again, because I think this job does require you to become a persona sometimes rather than yourself. So I think just use that time consciously, maybe, to reset yourself for going back in. I come here sometimes on my break. In the summertime, it does get really, really warm in here, and you can buy an ice cream at the shop and sit with your ice cream. And actually, it's lovely. It really is nice. And because you're that step removed from the ward, you can sort of gather your thoughts a bit more. I think it's a nice feeling knowing that you are making a positive difference in somebody else's life. And I just feel proud to do it. I feel proud of what being a nurse is as well, and what that specific role is to people, because you are kind of the bridge sometimes in the medical world of, you know, patients are hearing these words they don't understand and they're frightened and it's 2 a.m. and they're in this, and you are the kind of bridge between that and, yeah, and that's a lovely feeling when you think I really made a difference to that person. And the camaraderie is nice as well. Usually, you know, I think people, I hate the word banter, but it's quite a bantery job, you know, and you can have a laugh with your patients. Even in the worst situations, in the most frightening situations, most people can usually find something that they can kind of joke about. And I think it's that common ground as well that you realise that we are just all people. It is the great leveller when people are unwell and you realise that people are just, they're frightened and confused and, you know, just want to be with the people that they love as well. So.